we're going to revolutionize how nursing education happens in our region. This is a pilot program paid for through some remaining HRF dollars, those COVID-era dollars that came from the federal government, were earmarked by the state of Arkansas to allow for nursing education projects like this. And we're the beneficiaries of over $625,000 to spend over the next couple of years to do some primary things. One is we're going to increase the amount of simulation technology, these high-fidelity mannequins that our nursing students use to practice on. They can get some of their clinical time. Now, the technology around this is incredible if you haven't seen them before, but it really is sophisticated instructional aids for our nursing students. And then to be able to improve how we handle clinical rounds that our students do when they're in the hospital, when they're at Baxter Health, working with those preceptors, working with those currently employed nurses at the hospital, our students will have a higher level of engagement with staff from the college who are embedded at the hospital to help guide those clinical hours and make sure that, number one, that the quality of care that we're providing through those nursing students is as good as it can be, and that we keep everybody safe and that they're learning in the most effective manner, but also to make sure that their time there is productive and that they're learning as much as possible in those clinical rotations. And then the hospital, they've had innovative programs around recruiting and retaining nurses in the past. We're going to continue to increase that pre-residency model that the hospitalists have. We're going to enhance that through these grant funds and actually increase the number of nurses that we can bring into our nursing programs at the college, increase the number that can be placed at the hospital through these enhancements to our clinical rotation process, and in the end, result in more nurses who are from here, trained here, and then employed here for long-term opportunities for career advancement, to provide the highest quality of care for the patients at the hospitals and in their clinics. And, you know, it can't get better than this type of partnership where an employer in the region looks to an educational partner, and we get funding like this because of having a grant proposal that was considered one of the best in the state and funded at a very high level. There were, you know, there was about $20 million available in this round of grant funding, ASU Mountain Home and Baxter Health getting just over $625,000. There were 19 entities that received funding in this round, including some of the larger healthcare systems in the state. And so it's a really proud moment for us. It's a moment where Baxter Health and ASU Mountain Home can once again say yes.